Vince, let's switch a little bit to other policies that were proposed in the Trump budget about these other programs that were passed in the 2014 Farm Bill. Maybe you can introduce us a little bit to those. They're widely known as the ARC and PLC programs. What are they, and what are some of the changes that were proposed?
So these are the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Coverage Program. And all but a very small number of producers have opted, if they go for agricultural risk coverage, to use what is called the county option. So that's all I'm going to talk about. Essentially, the agricultural risk coverage program and the price loss coverage program are offered to an individual farm for each eligible crop. So if you're raising wheat and corn, you could put one of the crops into the price loss coverage program and the other into the agricultural risk coverage program. And we saw farms do this all over the country. The agricultural risk coverage program, in a two-sentence summary, works as follows. Based on the last 5 years of county yields and national prices for a crop, a county expected revenue is established. If the actual county yield times the national average price for the year falls below 86% of that, if I remember correctly, then you get a payment. And you get it based on a predetermined number of acres, which are called base acres. So that's how that works. The price loss coverage program works in a different mechanism, but for the same acres. And the farm has a historically determined yield that doesn't change over the period of the 2014 Farm Bill.
Which is 5 years for now.
Terminates in 2018.
Oh, four years. 14. And potentially longer if...
God, for a moment, I was having a senior moment.
That's my fault. That's my 4 years.
Yeah. Anton's having a junior moment.
That's right.
Yeah. So the farm has an average yield on that's determined historically on yields accomplished prior to 2014. Say it's 40 bushels of wheat. And say the base acres that they have that are eligible for payment are 1,000 acres. So that's 40,000 bushels. There's a target or reference price for wheat, which happens to be $5.50. So if the national average price were $5, a wheat producer would get a payment of 50 cents per bushel for the 40 bushels attached to the acre, so that's $20, on the 1,000 acres that are eligible for a payment. That's actually 85% of their total base acres. So they would get basically a $20,000 check.
So given that prices for wheat, for example, are around $4.40 right now, that program, if those acres were enrolled into the PLC, is paying off quite high returns.
Well, yes. And total payments performed under that ARC, under the Agricultural Risk Coverage Price Loss Coverage Program, are capped on a per-person basis at $125,000. Most farms have two eligible people, so they're capped at $250,000, effectively right now.
And there's a threshold of the adjusted gross income, which is calculated on your tax return form, that you're only eligible to receive payments if you are below $900,000 for a household AGI.
That's correct. Now, the Trump proposal is to reduce that adjusted gross income cap to $500,000. Just a moment on that adjusted gross income. It is your taxable income on your personal tax form, your 1040 form. And if you average more than the predetermined amount over the previous 3 years, you are no longer going to be eligible either for price loss coverage and agricultural risk coverage payments, or now crop insurance payments, and that's a new wrinkle for the crop insurance program. The estimate is that that change will save about $1 billion a year, according to the Trump administration's Office of Management and Budget. Many economists are skeptical of those estimates because we have seen in the past that when this sort of payment limit is introduced and it is worth spending a few thousand dollars on the services of a lawyer who's competent with agriculture, farms will reconfigure to legally avoid the constraint. And that's to some extent, by the way, an issue for the $40,000 cap on crop insurance payments.